Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Sir Ian Chalmers describes the James Lind Library, a multilingual internet resource, introducing people to the characteristics of reliable tests of the effects of healthcare interventions, and how these have evolved and been applied over the centuries.
In 2004, the European Clinical Research Infrastructures Network, that's ECRIN, designated the 20th of May International Clinical Trials Day. This was because that day in 1747 was the day that Lind, James Lind, began his celebrated controlled trial of different treatments of scurvy. The James Lind Library, which you can access by going to www.jameslindlibrary.org, has been established to improve public and professional general knowledge about fair tests of treatments in healthcare and their history. Its foundation was laid 10 years ago at the Royal College of Physicians of Edinburgh, and its administrative base is the college's Sibbald Library, one of the most important collections of historical medical manuscripts, papers, and books in the world. The James Lind Library introduces visitors to the principles of fair tests of treatments with a series of short, illustrated essays, which, thanks to support from PAHO, the Pan American Health Organization, and WHO, are available not only in English, but also in Arabic, Chinese, French, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish. In addition, a 100-page book entitled Testing Treatments, which was initially published by the British Library in 2006, is now available free through the website and has been downloaded over 70,000 times. In addition to the English text, the book's available in Arabic, thanks to Adiba Sali of the Cochrane Schizophrenia Group, in Spanish, thanks to Luis Gabriel Cuervo, a contributor to several Cochrane groups, and in Chinese, thanks to the Chinese Cochrane Center. To illustrate the evolution of ideas related to fair tests of treatments, from 2000 before the Christian era to the present, the James Lind Library contains key passages and images from manuscripts, books, and journal articles, many of them accompanied by commentaries, biographies, portraits, and other relevant documents and images, including audio and video files. New material is being added to the website continuously as relevant new records are identified and as methods of testing treatments evolve. A multinational, multilingual editorial team oversees the development of the website, which currently receives 500,000 visitors every year. I urge you to visit www.jameslindlibrary.org and let us know how you would like to see it developed.